Thank you for tonight. You're the best big brother in the world. You knew I was looking forward to my prom for so long. Even when the quarantine started, I was hoping it would end in time for the prom, or that the prom would at least just be delayed a bit. I didn't even have a date for it yet because things are so messed up. But I was still hoping to have a prom this year. Up until the moment they announced it was canceled. Then you tricked me. You said we were going to be taking my headshots for college in the fall, and that I should really do my hair up and my makeup for it. Except when I showed up to your room for you to take the photos, you had the prom dress I'd been looking at online laid out on the bed. Somehow, you had ordered it and kept it a secret from me. That thing was so expensive, too. I'd been saving money up for it. But if the regular prom had happened, I actually would have gone for a cheaper dress that I didn't like much. Well, I put the dress on, and the matching shoes that you also bought, along with everything else. Then I went looking for you, because I wanted to thank you. And also give you a piece of my mind for wasting so much money on a prom dress when there wasn't even going to be a prom. Except there was. When I finally made it into the living room, I saw that you had decorated the entire thing. There were balloons and signs and fancy lighting. There was music playing. And there you were in a tuxedo. And holding a corsage. I almost didn't recognize you. I've never seen you in a suit before, let alone a tuxedo. You looked... well, you looked really uncomfortable. But you also looked kind of handsome. And you were smiling despite how much the tux seemed to bother you. It was such a sweet gesture. Everything was. When you put the corsage on my wrist, I almost cried. Or when you apologized for not being able to do better. I wanted to tell you to shut up, because this was more than I could have ever asked for. I was having prom. And if my date was my big brother, then so what? I know you don't like to dance either, but you danced with me. You were clumsy, but at the same time, you were so sweet. You were the best dance partner I've ever had. God, this is just so much work for you. There was even punch and some snacks to eat. It was the little touches like that that made it feel perfect. It was just the two of us in our living room. But you somehow turned it into the perfect prom. And you were the perfect date. I almost wish Mom and Dad were home to see everything you had done for me. But at the same time, I'm kind of glad I have you to myself. Wait, don't worry about cleaning everything up, okay? Mom and Dad won't be back for a few days, and all of this can wait until tomorrow. I'll help you too. Besides, the night isn't over yet. The prom night experience goes on beyond the dance itself. Obviously, we couldn't rent a limo. There's not another party we can go to afterwards. Unless we make our own. But prom is also the night a lot of girls lose their virginity. I was kind of halfway planning on it, depending on who I went with. Maybe they weren't somebody that I loved that much, but you only have this magical night once in your life. I still kind of want to lose my virginity tonight. And you're my date, so that duty kind of falls on you, even if you're my brother. I've shocked you, haven't I? Well, now you know how I felt when I saw all of this. And it's reassuring to know for sure now that all of this wasn't just some kind of plan to seduce me. The thought came into my head. Because what kind of a guy works this hard to make a girl happy without wanting sex out of it? Well, the answer to that is apparently my brother. I still would have slept with you. Even if that was your intention since the start, I'd have felt like I owed it to you. And, as I said, that's the last missing piece of my prom night. And it's not like you haven't noticed what a mature young woman I've become over the years. You never perved on me or did anything weird, but I think it made you nervous to have such a cute little sister. Now, I'm legally an adult, even if I don't act like it all the time. And you've been one for even longer, even if you're less likely to act like it. Except on a night like this, when you're the perfect brother and date. I wasn't thinking about sex when this prom first started. That part about losing my virginity on prom night was forgotten in the excitement of realizing that I was actually getting my own prom. But as I began to see more and more of all of the hard work you put into this, with every little detail of the decorations, or when we took our prom photo together, something started to happen. And when we slow danced together, and I laid my head on your shoulder, well, my plan to lose my virginity on prom night suddenly came back to me. And it didn't seem like the impossible goal it had been just a little bit earlier. You don't have to, of course. You didn't have to buy me a prom dress, or all kinds of decorations for this room. You didn't have to run a tux, or dress up in it so nicely. You didn't have to be the perfect gentleman tonight. And you most definitely don't have to have sex with your little sister. But you most definitely can if you want to. I do. It would be the perfect end to the perfect night. It's not like I'd be having sex with my brother. You'd be my date. That's different. Don't ask me how it works, but it does. You haven't said yes. But you haven't said no. I think you want to say the first, but you're trying to find the strength to say the second. You don't want to take advantage of me, but I'm an adult. I can make my own decisions. When I saw that prom dress in my room, I checked your closet just to make sure you weren't in it. I thought maybe this was some kind of setup to see me change clothes so you could look. I didn't know that you were going to be down here putting finishing touches on the decorations and making sure everything was perfect. But you can see me undressed now. We're no longer at the prom. We're at the fancy hotel room we just rented after prom, and that we rode to in a limo, laughing and already looking fondly back at the dance, even though the best was yet to come. Now the beautiful prom dress is off, and all I have left is this underwear you purchased to go along with it. It might have felt weird that you bought things like a bra and panties for me, but along with the dress, shoes, and other accessories, it was all on my wish list. I mean, you didn't specifically order off of my wish list, or I might have seen it, but you did buy everything I was planning on getting, including this bra and these panties. The bra was perfect. They made my breasts look perfect. And it looked like I wasn't even wearing a bra the way that the dress hid it. As I take off the bra, my breasts maybe aren't so big looking, but you are looking so hard at them. It makes me nervous to let you see them, because you're a man, and of course, because you're my brother. I'm also worried about whether you'll like them or not, but that look in your eyes, well, I guess you've had it in your eyes all night. Maybe a little longer. You've always seen me as beautiful, even if I didn't always feel that way about myself. I have courage now to take off my panties. I imagined this scene for my prom night so many times. Well, minus my big brother being there, of course. I always kind of counted on me being a little drunk at this point. Maybe someone spiked the punch at the prom. Or maybe someone passed around a flask while we were dancing. Maybe somehow a bottle of champagne was waiting for us in the limo. But tonight, I'm completely sober. I'm giddy and emotional, but I haven't had a drop of alcohol. I'm still getting naked for my prom date, though. There. Now, it's just me, naked. My hair is still styled as best as I could on my own, and my makeup is still in place. But other than that, it's not regular old me. Will you take off your clothes now, Big Brother? I know how uncomfortable they are, and how much you wanted to get out of them as soon as possible. Not so you could be naked with me, of course, but because I could tell they were driving you crazy. But you still wore them for so long, just for me. Here, let me help you. It must have been so hard to get this tux on so well by yourself. You even wore a real bow tie instead of a clip-on. You tied it pretty well, but I'm gonna take it off. You're already feeling more relaxed and able to breathe. At least, if the sight of your naked little sister doesn't keep taking your breath away. Now, I unbutton your shirt for you. I'm not used to undressing somebody else. These buttons are just so small. There's even some buttons where I wouldn't expect them to be. It's like a puzzle. But I get your shirt off, and I begin working on your pants. Those are much easier. Even as I undo them, I get very conscious of what's underneath. You're so very hard. You still haven't told me yet, but as I pull your pants down, the size of your erection is telling me yes. Then your underwear. Last of all. It's nothing fancy. I'm embarrassed to think how much more my bra and panties must have cost compared to these. There's nothing wrong with them, though, other than they're getting in the way of our having sex. So, yes. I'm going to take them off. Now you're just as naked as I am. Well, other than the fact that I have makeup on. And I don't want to take this corsage off my wrist just yet. I just love it so much. There's still music playing. We can dance to that in our own hotel room now. Except when I lean into you. It's our naked flesh that's touching. It's my nipples pressing against your chest. There were never any chaperones making sure we didn't get too close during the prom. And there certainly aren't any here. I could dance like this with you all night. But that would get in the way of ending this night in the best possible way. I take you by the hand and lead you over to the bed in our hotel room. It may look suspiciously like the living room sofa that has been shoved to the edge of the room, but if I say it's a bed, it's a bed. And if I say you're my prom date and not my brother, then work with me on that too. Especially as I lie myself down on the bed, my naked body on display for that special boy that's done so much for me tonight. You've made me feel like the princess I am. Sit down next to me for a moment. There was one thing I couldn't put on my wish list. Not when it was public and Mom could see it because I was hoping she'd really buy me everything. But, did you happen to buy any condoms? No? Oh, it's okay. It's okay. I would have gotten some somewhere if we had gone to the regular prom. And you didn't know what this night was going to turn into. Neither of us did, really. I don't really want it to stop, though. Not for something so stupid as not having a condom. Maybe if you were someone other than who you are. I'd say we can do it, but you'd have to pull out. Except, well, I know when the time comes I'll hesitate and let you do it anyway. So let's just drop the charade. So, we can have sex. There will be no protection. and no pulling out, unless you decide it's an absolute must. Although, I hope you don't. I mean, I could get pregnant. But that doesn't seem so important right now. It wouldn't ruin this particular evening. Not like you not coming at me would. Do you still want to make love to your little sister? You might get her pregnant. Maybe not. But it could happen. But after today, I wouldn't deny you anything. Not a dance, nor my body. Not even the use of my womb for your baby. Well, don't just tell me. Show me. There's room on this couch. I mean, bed for two. Especially if you get on top of me. You still manage to look so handsome, even without that tux. But I'm seeing you with new eyes tonight. Although they're a little misty-eyed as well. I fought back tears of joy all night, largely to spare my makeup. I still may cry, but only for good reasons. Go ahead. Take your cock and put it into me. You want to, and I want to. And while there are so many reasons we shouldn't, those first two reasons are all we need to pay attention to. Just take your cock and guide it into my waiting pussy. Like my eyes, it's just a little wet. And again, it's all because of you. Okay, well, maybe it's more than a little wet. As you can tell, since your cock is touching it. But don't you want to see how wet it is inside? Feel the wetness, all of me around you. It's okay, big brother. I want you to take my virginity. You're my prom date. It's okay. Oh, you're doing it. You're pushing your cock into me. Oh, deeper. Deeper. Oh. We're making love now. Just like how it was in all of my fantasies of prom night. Except I never imagined it would be you. I never imagined it would be my big brother inside of me. Except, oh, it feels so right for us to be doing this. Please keep going. I'm gonna be a little clumsy at first. Just as you were with the first dance during prom. But I like you. I just need to listen to my heart and find the rhythm. Ignore the music in the background. We'll find our own tempo. Right now, you moving slowly in and out of me is just perfect. It's far more infinite than us dancing together naked. Although, we still dance in a way. It's just that your cock is inside me now. But our bodies still move as if one. Would you like to kiss me? I don't care if you mess up my lipstick. I want to be kissed on my prom night. Almost as much as I want to have sex. Thank you, big brother. For this. For making love to me. As you're doing right now. But most of all, for this night, you are the best big brother in the whole world. And I do love you. I know this isn't the prom night I dreamt about. It's so much better. And you're making me realize that my virginity isn't something to lose. It's something to give. And I give it to you. I'm not much of a giving person, really. I'm all about getting presents on my birthday and Christmas. But I am so enjoying giving you this much. Oh, touch my breasts, too. Oh, don't feel like you shouldn't touch my body because I'm your sister. At least, not when you're already making love to me. It's okay. Rub my breasts. Or you can squeeze my bottom. Kiss my neck. Or my throat. Whatever you can reach. All while your cock is so deep inside me. This is perfect. Just like the rest of this night. Oh, like everything else tonight, you've made it all about me. At the same time, you enjoyed seeing me happy. You had fun dancing with me. Oh, and you love having sex with me. Oh, I could see it in your face. But I probably have the same expression on mine. Oh, as brother and sister, we already look a lot alike. And maybe even more so in our shared passion. I look up at you as you thrust into me. I see a version of my face looking back at me. But yours is strong and masculine, while mine is soft and feminine and covered in makeup. And perhaps adoration for my big brother. You will come in me, won't you? I know it isn't smart, but none of this is. This is my special night, though, and I don't want to be anywhere else right now. I want my first time having sex to be more than me crossing an item off my list. I want it to be a special occasion. It deserves. Mutual orgasms. And filling me with cum. Love. I do love you. As a sister, yes. But more than that now. This is the night I fell in love with my big brother. The night I made love with him. Maybe even the night he impregnates me. Having a baby is no longer the scary thought it once was. Even if the specific circumstances should terrify me. But I love you so much. I need this bad. You do too. You need a girl in your life. Just like your little sister. And there's no one more like me. Than me. And no one that will love you more. Get ready. We're gonna come. Don't you dare pull out. That's a smart thing to do, but I would never forgive you if you did it now. It would break my heart. To think I wasn't good enough for my brother's cum. Or his baby.
I want both. Please. Please. Now. Don't make me wait any longer. Please don't make me fight my orgasm anymore. Please come in me. Oh, yes. Please let me come. Fill your little sister's pussy and make a baby in her womb. Oh, please. Yes, please. Please, big brother. I want you to fill me up. Oh, yes, that's it. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come with you, big brother. Will you take care of me if I get pregnant? Won't you? Just as you took care of my prom and everything else was done. Oh, I knew you would. I always knew you'd be there for me. Just not that you'd also be in me. You and so much of your hot cum and your baby. My brother fucked me just like I always imagined my prom day would. Except now, take me upstairs to my bedroom and fuck me like a big brother should. Just because prom night is over doesn't mean we are.